It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at gardenamerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
We made it. How about that? Hour number two. It is 6 minutes after. Thank you very much for tuning in, watching us on Facebook Live. We see you out there as well. I'm Brian Main along with Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. Welcome to hour number two. Phone lines are open, toll-free, 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, also John at GardenAmerica.com. And still the best way to do it, because we monitor the entire time is Facebook Live, and we'll get to your questions, comments. Anything on John at GardenAmerica.com yet, John?
Yes, our buddy Steve.
Steve in Simi Valley.
Says he just heard about my blue amaryllis and wants me to shoot a picture to him.
I think I can do that.
Can you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Steve, really, if you go to Facebook page,
it's on there, Steve. Yes.
Yeah, and you can scroll down and you can see a picture. And also, there was a picture in the newsletter this week.
Yeah.
And if you don't see it in any of those places,
just Google blue amaryllis.
if you watch us, I don't know. Does Steve watch us on Facebook Live? I'm not sure.
You know what?
I don't think so.
I'm just thinking. I sent Sharon some pictures, and I can forward that email to Steve.
Okay. It is beautiful, Steve, and it doesn't surprise me that you would show an interest. It is
now,
very
nice.
Now
that's something our previous guest we were talking about, the subversive gardener, and she had these little seed pills that she.
Right.
Threw around.
You just kind of drop them anywhere.
You would never fill those with blue amaryllis.
That'd be like dropping thousands of dollars.
That's a very interesting idea to put, like, just like you do a pill, like a time release.
Yeah, like a little capsule.
Capsule, and you put it in there and just kind of, and then the plastic melts or degrades or whatever you call it, and then there's your
seed. Well, there was a product that she referred to when we were talking to her called Seed Balls, and it's B-A-L-L-Z.
Right.
And I think the company's still in business.
Yeah, we saw them up at the expo also.
Seed balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what they would do is take clay, like she talked about, and embed seeds in the clay. And you would just toss those out wherever you wanted. And during the winter rains, the clay would come apart and the seeds would fall into the soil and enjoy.
Yeah, they usually mix a little bit of compost with fertilizer in the clay too,
right,
so that way it kind of
ready to go.
Starts.
Yeah.
But so John's been talking a lot about his blue amaryllis today, and it's a proud feat. It took him 12 years.
12 years for that puppy.
And it's a beautiful plant, but I want to talk about my tomato that I brought in.
And you
today.
Should be very proud of that red
tomato.
I am.
Let me see if I can get a shot here.
And I want to apologize to you, Tiger, because had I known you wanted to bring in your tomato.
Yeah. So
I never would have brought in the blue amaryllis.
Because you outshined my tomato.
That's
my
right.
One tomato that I was able to grow so far. I will say I have some other ones growing on the
plants.
But
you've been growing under adverse conditions.
Exactly.
Now that looks ready to eat right now.
Yeah, I almost don't want to eat it because it's
take a picture.
Exactly.
Take
I'm
a picture.
So scared. But I'm excited. It's a very ripe tomato, and I believe it's the Paul Robeson.
It looks like Paul Robeson.
And so I'm excited about that.
Now, great. Paul Robeson's one of the chocolate tomatoes.
Yeah.
And a lot of people really like chocolate tomatoes,
yeah, absolutely.
So-called chocolate tomatoes, because they have kind of a smoky flavor mm-hmm. to them.
Make a good sandwich tomato because of that smoky flavor.
Yep. Yeah, and then I still have that volunteer tomato going strong. Found a couple worms on it last week.
Eat that. Make sure you eat that today.
I will.
Because that's ripe.
Yeah.
It's ready to go.
Yeah, it is ripe.
Make a sandwich. Can I lettuce, iceberg lettuce, tomato.
Perfect.
Throw something, maybe
salami.
Bacon. Salami. BLT.
Yeah.
Make a blit.
Blit.
Make a blit. John must have something coming across his email account here.
No, I'm forwarding the note that I sent to Sharon over to Steve so that he's got everything there.
So, again, if you want to ask any questions or mention anything, questions, comments, Facebook Live, or John@GardenAmerica.com. Late last hour, we talked about the trip we're taking a year from now, basically, in July 2019, to Vancouver, British Columbia, Victoria, and then an Alaska cruise. So that's going to be big. It's on our page. Go to GardenAmerica.com. Click a link for the to take you to the actual itinerary, Matthew Brumley and Earthbound Expeditions. And that's all I got right now.
All right, so let's get to some solutions for people. Hold on one second, I'm pulling up.
Pull it up, we're all busy here.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, as we're getting into the fall, we were talking about the guerrilla gardening, and now is the time of year for people to plant. For Southern California, West Coast, time of year to start planting is now, because as we get into the fall, that's when plants respond real well to the cool weather, and you might get some rain, and you know, it just gives it that sense of ability to establish itself before next summer.
And you're
which
talking
is,
about warmer climate states.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I mean, I think that areas on the East Coast are probably starting to hunker down now.
Right.
You know, bring plants inside, create their orangeries like we saw in London. You know, their indoor area where they bring in plants to the indoor environment because they can't stand to be outside. And one of the things I think that everybody needs, no matter what you're doing to do right now, is prepare to fertilize, because right now for the West Coast and Midwest, if you fertilize now, when it does rain, the fertilizers will be there. You mm-hmm. use a slow release fertilizer like Milorganite, and, you know, it'll be there when the plant needs it. On the East Coast, when people are bringing their plants inside, they need to make sure that, because I've seen a lot of this happening with people having their houseplants, is they overwater them. And then the plant drops its foliage. It looks weak when it's getting overwatered.
Right.
And then they water it more because they think it needs more water.
Just the opposite. Let it dry out.
And a solution to that is the HB101, a little bit of liquid fertilizer mix. I've seen when you overwater a plant and then you do that mix in solution and then you don't water it so it dries out.
It brings it back.
It brings it back really well. And a client had a fiddly fig that was dropping foliage.
A fiddly fig.
A fiddly fig.
Oh, a fiddly fig, you say.
and no, he was not a leprechaun. But
all right, move along.
Show's a leprechaun in my yard.
But the saucer was full of water at the base of the plant.
Leprechaun.
At least I'm listening.
And it was getting overwatered, and so we dried it out, put the HB101 on it.
Well, the water at the bottom should have been a clue right there.
Exactly. But now it's pushing out a lot of new growth. So,
oh, great.
Really
happy. HB101 and a little fertilizer, you said?
Yep. Yeah. And John always recommends the liquid fertilizers mm-hmm. with those because they respond quicker. You know, they it's a quicker acting thing. I mean, you could use other fertilizers, but you don't get the response.
I would think that in all the years we've done this show, that we've had more people call with problems of watering too much than not watering enough.
Right.
Everyone thinks that plants need water every day. Well, some do, some don't. You've got weather conditions. You've got the type of plant you're talking about, the species, this and that. Just know what you're growing to know when and how much to water.
Yeah, and then changes.
Common sense, too.
You know, as soon as it cools off into 70s and you're watering like it was in the 90s.
Right.
You need to make sure to back off.
Yeah.
We had a listener that sent me a question, well, and some pictures during the week. Let me
take a little glass of water there. Give you a chance to clear that throat of yours?
That feels better.
There you go.
They sent me.
Good job.
Sent me this picture. They had overwatered an evergreen. Not going to say who it was.
We protect all identity here. You're safe.
We do, right.
What you mess up in your garden stays in your garden and right here.
And they realized that where this pot was setting, it wasn't draining.
Mm.
So it was a conifer in a big 20-inch pot almost, and it was just sitting in water. So when they realized that the bottom branches had already turned brown, and they...
So much for evergreen.
And so they corrected it, but their thought for a solution was, I just won't water this for the next 2 months. Will that be okay?
Well, how did 2 months come into play? It's kind of random.
Well, there's a reason for it.
Okay.
Someone was going to actually get the plant in a couple weeks.
We want to protect
a couple months.
We're protecting identities here.
But, I mean, that would have killed the plant for sure.
Exactly.
Right.
Once the drainage is okay, you don't go the opposite extreme and stop watering, but you need to bring the plant back just to normal sense of normalcy.
Little bit at a time.
So maybe like once a week would probably be this time of year when it's cool. Might be good for that particular plant.
It is break time. What is on your mind? Questions, comments, Facebook Live. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com, 855-424-9825. That is our phone number. As we continue, happy weekend to you. Happy Saturday. Thank you for tuning in Facebook Live and streaming Biz Talk Radio. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. He's John Bagnasco. We're going to take a break and come right back. Thank you for tuning in to the Garden America radio program.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer, proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Everything is coming up roses in San Diego from October 25th to 29th. Lance Walheim here, and I'm honored to be the keynote speaker at the National Convention of the American Rose Society. BioAdvance and Heirloom Roses will be co-sponsoring the 18th annual Save the Roses auction, along with the Rose Show, speakers, and festivities of the American Rose Society. So join me at the San Diego Crown Plaza Hotel and Convention Center, and go to GardenAmerica.com and check the homepage for links to registration and event schedule.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive achieve patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at gardenamerica.com.
Thank you for being there during the break. We are back. It is live, Garden America Live, here on this Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are. To our East Coast friends, good afternoon to you. 855-424-9825, John at gardenamerica.com. Here on Biz Talk Radio, Facebook Live, and I noticed you responded, I think, during the break to Rick. Did Rick have something?
Yeah, he was mentioning some spicy garlic if people like spicy food. And I had asked to see if he had any varieties that he suggested. So waiting to hear back from Rick to see if he has any suggestions for varieties for people to grow. Because I know that there's a lot of varieties of garlic out there for people to plant, and some do have some spice to them.
Well, I don't think people realize when you think of garlic, you know, a certain taste and smell comes to your mind.
Absolutely.
But you don't think of all the different varieties and how it's just like with tomatoes.
I don't think people know there's different varieties of garlic.
Right, and they all have subtle differences in their flavor, but they go from mild, if you would call garlic mild, all the way up to really hot and spicy. But a lot of the Asian types, and
yeah.
Korean garlic.
Creole type.
Yeah. So that's really good. And now he makes a good point. This is a great time in Southern California to be putting in your garlic. Now, you could just go, if you want, go to the supermarket and buy what's called California garlic.
That's the regular garlic that we're all used to?
Right, and separate the cloves and plant them in your yard, and they would grow fine. I don't think those are treated, are they? I know they treat potatoes so they don't sprout.
No, I don't think garlic is treated.
But I don't think garlic is.
I'm working on trying to get our Facebook Live.
Yeah, a little buffering problem here, so we'll continue to work on that.
I wondered. I thought that was just me.
Live video interrupted.
That sounds like a good name for a movie.
Live video interrupted, or name of a group. I told you my name for my metal band, Threshold of Distortion. That's a great name for a rock group. Threshold of Distortion.
I don't think so. I think it's too long.
Well, you can just call it Distortion. I'm going to go to the Distortion concert.
Distortion's okay.
Distortion, okay.
But Threshold of Distortion requires thinking. And
we don't want to do that.
No.
All right, John.
No, because nobody would go to your concert if they had to think.
Anything happening at john@gardenamerica.com.
No, what about brian@gardenamerica.com?
You know, that account is... was opened and closed pretty quickly.
I know. I don't understand why you didn't want to use that.
I don't know why either now, looking back.
You should have.
You have to restart the whole thing, don't you?
Yeah.
Hey,
but I did want to mention, we were talking overwatering plants before the break, and one thing that I was excited to learn from John is it's not so much the overwatering that's the problem. It's that the lack of air, right? The lack of air in the soil is what in the soil is what the problem is. So when you're overwatering a plant or you're not allowing a plant to drain, it's just simply because there's the lack of oxygen in the soil. And, you know, as John had mentioned, some people just cut off watering. Well, it's not the water always that's the problem. It's that, you know, the drainage, the lack of oxygen. Yeah. So that's why you got to slowly bring it back, not just the water. So people think they just cut off water.
And that's why rainwater is so much better than hose water, because within the raindrops themselves, they contain oxygen. So rain is putting oxygen into the soil, whereas regular garden hose watering is not doing the same thing.
Yeah. So that's why you need to consider making sure that they drain well, and then you don't just stop watering, like you said, for two months. Yeah. Not good.
Not good at all. As a matter of fact, because of the hot weather, we've kind of been cold and hot last couple of weeks, and I'd watered my patio probably early in this last week. Went out there Thursday, and it was still moist, so I just let it go.
Isn't that so weird that when the temperature drops just
the water
5
stays.
Or 10 degrees, all of a sudden things don't
dirt still dry. Moist, soil still moist, good to go.
Yeah, low evaporation, low EV.
Yes, John.
Well, the other thing that happens this time of year is even if it is a warm day, we have less hours of sunlight. So with the shorter days, you're not using as much water.
And I'm already getting less sunlight because of, you know, going into the winter months now already. Very obvious. But I will have some cuties.
Yeah?
They're still green, but they're getting big.
Man, really?
Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah. Now, they orange up on the plant. I'm trying to think of when you need to pick those, though.
I would wait till they're orange, right?
You're talking about your tangerine?
Yeah.
What variety was it?
Yeah, what did you... I can't remember what it...
I don't think it was Satsuma.
No.
Wasn't Gold Nugget?
I think that's what you recommended, and I think that's what we got was a Gold Nugget. You definitely want to wait till they're orange, completely orange. You know, this isn't one of those things that you harvest
Like an avocado where you pick it later.
No, you don't do that. But you can also let them be on there too long. So I think you got a feel for it, and once it gets a little softer, then you pick it, because
I've got a lot of them on there.
Yeah?
Yeah. But here's the problem now. We're getting into the time of year, I should say, at least where my patio faces, where I'm getting less and less sun, and I know that really likes a lot of sun.
Yeah, and that's going to make it harder to ripen.
Is there a chance they will stay this way through the winter? And then into spring as it warms up. So this is do or die.
It's make it or break it. It's like, you know, when we talk about planting a tomato, you can plant a tomato now and it will grow, but it won't produce fruit, because by the time that it's ripening and flowering and all that, it's going to be way too late.
Gosh.
Yeah. So
they're getting big, but they're still green. They're not.
But you know what, though? I mean, a lot of it has to do with a lot of the temperatures, and it's still warm for us, so they should be okay. But the sunlight might be a little issue. Yeah.
And I'm going to water deeply before we leave to Hawaii. And I think I should be okay for a week. As long as the temperatures stay where they are now, we should be all right. But getting into the 90s, that's watering every day.
Nobody's going to water your place for a whole week.
Do you want me to come over and water? I can take a break from watching my kids, and I would love to just come to a nice, quiet house for an hour.
No cats?
No cats?
Nothing. No.
Oh, all I have is the fish and the plants.
And the fish will, believe me, when they see you, they'll come up to you because they want to be fed as well.
Oh, yeah.
We have a nice lady taking care of that for us. Yeah, Millie's going to watch our place.
Are you sure?
So we have somebody there watching. Now, the watering thing, though, that's cool. If you could just jump over the fence, you're welcome to do that.
That's funny.
Because I know you do one heck of a job. Or then come back and school me on all the things I'm doing wrong. I noticed these plants were okay, but why are you doing this? This didn't look good. How about this one here? How come that's not bigger? And that would be John. How come there's no dirt?
I wouldn't school you. I'd just be like, oh, yeah, it was all great.
That's what he likes to do. You know, he likes to garden this way.
Yeah.
John likes soil. Brian doesn't.
I told you about the T-shirt that Gina got me for my birthday, right?
I think last week.
Yeah.
What did it? Remind me what it said again?
It said, a day without gardening is like, just kidding, I have no idea.
I think, you know what? I put that on our Facebook page.
Did you really?
That exact same thing, I think, on a coffee
cup. Oh, that's where she got the idea.
Okay, that's it then.
Actually, she got the idea from me because
Because you saw it.
I told her that, and she said, oh, yeah, I saw Brian put it on his Facebook page with a coffee mug.
Coffee mug.
Yeah.
All righty, the music means another break to pay some bills, some words of interest coming your way. It is almost 30 minutes after the hour. Let's keep things going here. 855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com and, of course, Facebook Live. On your Saturday morning or afternoon, depending upon where you are, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. John Bagnasco, we are stepping aside.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
One in five children in America struggle with hunger. I'm Viola Davis. I was one of those children. I was one of the nearly 17 million kids who worry where their next meal will come from. Join me with the Safeway Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation to help us end childhood hunger.
Help undo hunger for America's children. Go to hungeris.org to learn more.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden,
there's a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Right back at 36 minutes after the hour, whatever's on your mind, questions, comments, Facebook Live. Also, john@gardenamerica.com, 855-424-9825, if you want to pick up the phone. So, did you have a good break?
I had an excellent break.
People were watching you. They know.
Yeah, we were talking about the varieties that Rick had mentioned, the garlic varieties, and I'll list them off. Some spicy varieties that Rick enjoys.
Now, are these available to us here in our local stores?
They're difficult. Some, not all these varieties are available everywhere.
But you can become a plant hunter and find them.
Exactly. And, as we had mentioned, I think, last week when we were talking about the mums.
There's a lot of sites online, right? That's what you're just going to say, right?
Nowadays it's such a nice thing to have this resource of the internet to find these varieties. Transylvania, New York, Shandong, Siberian, and Mount St. Helens are ones that he found that
those
he
are
enjoyed.
Garlic varieties.
Those are garlic varieties. Now, if you cook with a spicy garlic, because from what I know, you do with garlic is you have the clove, mm-hmm. you take a piece off, you mash it up. You incorporate it into the meal.
Put it in a pan. I like to put
it
in a pan.
Yeah, and then that kind of, you get this flavor throughout the meal kind of a thing. So this just gives it that garlic flavor with a little bit of heat to it, I'm assuming.
I guess.
Because I didn't realize that.
I thought garlic was garlic, too. I didn't know.
Yeah.
John, how many varieties have you had? exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just whatever's there.
My mom used to eat garlic. The cloves, just eat them straight.
Really?
I could almost do that.
Really?
Yeah, I love garlic so much.
Now, my dad hated when she chopped those up in the salad because, usually
it's strong.
So, we had salad almost every night during the summer, because we had a garden and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he would always tell her, don't put the garlic in the salad. And every now and then, she'd slip it in there, and he'd bite into one.
Just go crazy.
We'd be at the table, he'd go, Jen, you put chocolate bars in the salad. I don't know why he called them chocolate bars.
That's funny.
He had to put chocolate bars in the salad again.
Oh, my goodness.
So I guess if you want those varieties that Rick is talking about, you've got to find the seeds yourself and grow them.
And he had mentioned also he finds them at his local farmer's market, which you're going to see a lot more varieties of different stuff at a farmer's market.
That's a good idea.
But like you said, you can easily order them online.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places specializing in garlic.
You can ship it.
Both types, hardneck and softneck garlics.
And you can ship it almost year-round from the aspect of garlic just sits there waiting. Yeah. You plant it, whatever. It's almost a year-round thing for a lot of the cool.
You ever use a garlic press?
Areas. Oh, yeah, I love garlic press.
Fun stuff in the kitchen.
Better thing is the lime press to get the lime juice out.
You know, when you make your margaritas.
Margarita or mm-hmm. mojito or.
Gutenberg invented the garlic press, right?
Did he?
I think so.
Was it Gutenberg? I thought it was.
That was the printing press.
Yeah. Sir Francis Garlic.
They're hardneck garlics you probably will not find in your local farmer's market unless you're in a northern climate.
Now, what is the difference between hardneck, softneck garlic?
Well, softneck garlics are the ones that usually grow in warmer weather because they take longer to produce.
Okay.
In the hardnecks, there's some more subtle flavors and different, I think, a variety of flavors you don't get in the softnecks. So.
Now, the garlic that grows in the south, that's the redneck garlic, right? I'm asking because I'm serious. Serious question.
I don't think
look at the look on his face.
I don't think that is a serious question. I think you're being silly.
Oh, just being silly.
So,
This garlic talk. Rick, thank you for starting this up. This is good.
So, anyway, on the garlic, mm-hmm. the hardneck types also don't store well, which is why you don't see them in the store, in your local supermarkets.
You got to grow them and eat them.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah, there's quite a few, I think, fruits and vegetables that we really like, but because they don't ship well, you never see them.
That was the problem with the avocado is that a lot of them were soft skin, and you know you only have like three or four varieties available to
well, look
you
at
in the
figs.
Grocery store.
You ever see figs? Hardly ever.
No.
Yeah, those are
don't
just
see
turned
figs,
to mush.
And when you do see them, they're...
It's followed by Newton.
They're all mushy. But yeah, you don't see figs... I don't know. What else is there like that? Loquats. You don't see loquats
no.
in the store.
Yeah, mush again.
How about a kumquat?
Yes.
Yeah, you see kumquats.
But not loquats.
Especially in Asian
high
stores.
Quats?
High quats.
High quats, medium quats, loquats.
That was one of the first gardening
quats for
jokes I ever heard was when we went to Hawaii on our honeymoon. The tour, the bus driver was also the tour director, was pointed out the hibiscus. Which, being from Michigan, we had really never seen before. But being a gardener, I knew what they were. And then pointed out on the ground, he says, see the one on the ground there? That's a lobiscus.
Goofballs. Hey, so Patty's question. So Patty sent you an email regarding a diosma that had some brown branches through it.
Yeah,
but the overall
breath of heaven, and she wanted to know what it was from.
Yeah, the overall plant looked healthy, just a few little dead branches through it. I wanted to know what the problem was, and what did you come up with?
Cutting off all the brown.
Well, no, she said, is it too much water, not enough water, too much heat, pest diseases?
And John said yes.
could be any of those, right?
Could be, but it's probably overwater.
You know what, the biggest thing that
it depends on the soil. You know, if you have a really heavy clay soil, it's possible to overwater. But if it's a soil that drains well, I don't think you could overwater diosma.
Nah.
No. But diosma is kind of drought tolerant. I have one growing under the trees out in front that I don't think I've watered this year yet.
Yeah. And it's funny because even when you overwater it, it gets wilty and brown, like as if somebody took a torch to it and dried it all out.
Yeah.
So
it could be that. But more likely in a clay soil.
Yeah.
Not a soil that drains well.
All right. Garlic talk.
Back to garlic talk.
Well, I'm looking at Facebook right now, and I see that right in the center of the screen is the blue amaryllis.
Yep. Right there peeking over the
I have a close
orchid
up
that never
mine.
Dies.
Why is mine a close-up and yours is far away?
What are you talking about?
Well, look,
you're watching the wrong video.
Tiger's the director.
You're watching the wrong video again.
How am I doing
you
that?
Are.
Is he watching the wrong
He's
video?
He's watching the wrong video again.
That's beautiful.
We've moved on to a different video because, remember, it shut down?
Oh.
It shut down, so we had to restart it.
Well, let me try that.
Yeah, join us.
Yeah.
Come over to this side.
Welcome back to the show, John.
Well, I was interested in watching that because it didn't change.
It is nice. Yeah, it's very, very tropical. If you want a tropical look.
Oh, it's so – I love the foliage. Does the foliage stay on it year round?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it doesn't go dormant.
Doesn't go dormant.
Doesn't go
like
dormant.
Like a regular amaryllis. And again, it's that. Not an amaryllis.
It's like a sword.
Yeah.
I like this foliage.
And they look like those plant flowers look like angel trumpets.
Yeah, and they're like what's that for they use in wheat fields? Not a hatchet.
Sickle.
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 A sickle. Yeah, it's got the hook on it.
I've got a sickle at home on my bed. I just want to throw that out.
Yeah, we'll just kind of put that out there. All right.
Oh, yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
Along with a hockey stick.
Oh, wow.
You're getting ready for Halloween again, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. It's just, 26 days away, something like that?
Yep.
Okay, so 855-424-9825, John at GardenAmerica.com, and, of course, Facebook keeps moving right along with your questions and comments. Rick started the whole garlic conversation, so we do appreciate that. And we are back on Otto because Tiger is going to appear on another show right now. How about that?
Oh, great.
I'll be back.
That means we've got to
carry the show.
We've got to carry the show. Tiger's going to go out
by
on another show. He's very popular. He's being requested. So we'll see you in a while, Tiger. So that's where Tiger is. So now it's just back to you and I, John.
Do you know where you're going in Hawaii yet?
Like the things we're going to do?
Yeah, like there's
some
botanical gardens. Is this your first time to Kauai?
To Kauai it is. We've been to the other other islands. Well, as far as recreation, we're going to zip line, we're going to kayak, we're going to snorkel, we're going to hike. And I would imagine gardens if
there's
give us a tip or two.
People
want a better looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info. Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to Fertilome.com for more information.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
And as we mentioned, Tiger Palafox off making an appearance on another show. So it's just John and I, Brian Main, John Bagnasco. It is 51 minutes after the hour. Final segment. Let's go to the phones from Point Loma here in San Diego. Let's talk to our good friend Keith. Keith, welcome. What's happening, my friend? Bring us up to date.
Well, thank you very much for the welcome. I appreciate
that.
And I hope you people are doing well, too.
Doing very well, Keith. Well, always good to hear you.
All right. Well, people are always calling, how do I grow this? How do I grow that? I'm not calling for that. I have some creeping fig that's well-established. It's probably about, 10 years old on a large retaining wall. And when I say well-established, some of the basic branches are probably 1.5 inches in diameter. Okay, it's beautiful when it's trimmed. It's very aggressive. It's going to my neighbor's yard, and it's going up the picket fence on top, and I have to prune it about every 3 months. So I'm going to kill it and put something else up, and I already have an idea of what I'm going to do there. But if I just spray it with Roundup, which I did about 10 days ago, and it's turning brown now, is that going to kill the roots too, or do I have to pull up all those darn roots?
Oh, that's a good question. You're going to pull it off the wall and replace it, right?
Correct.
Okay. What I would do is, before you replace it, is that I would wait maybe 4 to 6 weeks and see if it starts to resprout. And if it does, then there's a product called Sucker Stopper that you can spray on it so you won't have to dig up the roots. Otherwise, you will have to dig up the roots.
Yeah, and Sucker Stopper is still available?
Yeah, it's back out on the market again.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that Walmart had it. And.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and it can be ordered online. I think Tiger even said they have it at Mission Hills Nursery, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. Well, that solves some problems. That solves all my problems.
Yeah. So, what do you think? So, it's kind of what, 50-50?
I think that should have been a clip that we save for promoting the show. Is that, you know, Keith calls Garden America and it solved all his problems.
Solved all my problems. Yes. Yes. Somebody running the board. Mark that, will you?
I would love to have all my problems solved
for a promo. So hey Keith, how's the weather been there? It's cooling off down there toward the beach, isn't it?
Oh, it's overcast and cool and kind of nice. It's a good day to do garden work today.
Yeah, I know people around the country who hear our show and we talk about how we're so happy to have cloudy weather and what a relief, and because we have way too much sunshine, they think we're nuts. But
I
remind people that
it's hot as 68 today, maybe.
And that's good. You know, because we those of us who live in San Diego have about a 5-degree tolerance for our temperature.
That's right.
So.
Well, that's good. Hey, have you seen this imitation ivy?
No. Like fake ivy?
Okay. Imitation ivy, it comes in sheets, and they just put a new substation up where I live around here in Point Loma, and they covered the block walls with imitation ivy, and that's what I'm going to put up. And it looks imitation, but it looks really good. And I don't like imitation lawns and imitation this,
right,
imitation that. But as far as a toss-up between imitation ivy and creeping fig, I'm going with the imitation ivy. It's pretty good. You should look into it.
It looks good until you get real up close, right? So from a distance,
yeah,
it probably looks fine.
At least
exactly.
It's not invasive.
Yeah, not invasive. Okay. You don't have to keep worrying about cutting it back.
Yeah,
and trying to keep your picket fence from being all done,
yep,
with stuff. You know what I mean.
Well, you know, I understand what you're saying because I have the same problem at my house with cat's claw,
which I think
is
even worse.
Way worse than creeping fig.
You can almost see it growing if you concentrate enough. It grows so fast.
Right, and my solution finally was just move.
Yeah,
so.
Took care of that. I'll show you.
Somebody came to look at our house, by the way, and looked at that and said how nice they thought it was. And
right, and it did look good.
And it did, and then they saw all the seed pods hanging, and they said, is this invasive?
what do you mean by invasive? What do you mean? What are you driving at?
Well, there happened to be the bed right in front of it had a bunch of seedlings coming up from the cat's claw. And I didn't want to lie to them. I said, well, you know, occasionally you'll get seeds coming up like that. I said,
it spreads pretty well.
You just need to, part of buying the house. You just need to keep up with it. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, well. I mean,
that's what I'm going to do. Thank you very much for the answer. And I know how to take care of my other problems, too.
Beautiful, Keith. Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it.
For some reason, my ears were ringing this morning. I don't know why.
That was us urging you to call.
Was that you? Okay.
That was us, yes.
I know what Keith's talking about.
Okay,
see
you later.
Take care.
Yeah, that's a little inside thing going on there between you and Keith. Okay, 57 minutes after the hour again. Tiger probably will not be back. He's on another show right now, I'm sure, talking about gardening, landscaping as it pertains to homes here in San Diego County. John, still busy on the computer?
I'm worried about you going to Hawaii.
Why is that?
Well, I'm worried about your garden not being taken care of.
It's going to be fine. I'm going to water it. It can go a week. If the weather stays the same,
Well, the weather is supposed to be the same while you're gone.
So we'll be fine.
I hope so.
And again, I'm getting less and less sun. I think we're going to be fine.
And you're going to water everything good before you go?
I'm going to water twice. I'm going to water probably tomorrow and again on Monday.
Do you have anything that uses a lot of water that you're going to put maybe a saucer underneath and fill it with water before you go?
I've got a few plants. I've got a few saucers. So the answer to that question is yes.
All right.
Yes, indeed, John.
I'm not sure how I would deal. I'm trying to deal because next weekend, while you're gone, I'm going up to do the judging, and I'm staying in a hotel for 2 days, and I'm worried about...
Just the 2 days that you'll be gone?
The 2 days I'm going to be gone.
You should be fine. 2 days? Well, you have a lot. Of course, you've got, you know.
Well, the problem is I got all the roses for the auction.
That's what you're worried about.
That I'm worried about. And nothing will die in 2 days.
And,
but
you have nobody that has any sense at all that would just at least water my roses?
You know, I think I've called in all those favors.
That's it, huh? You're done.
You know, I feel bad about asking anyone.
You could ask... That's something to be discussed off mic. Anyway, that said, the old clock is ticking down. That's going to do it for this edition of Garden America Today. Again, next week, a replay of this show, most likely because I'll be in Hawaii with Dana. John's going to be judging. Tiger's going to be out and about.
Right. Meantime, go to GardenAmerica.com and check out our upcoming trip to British Columbia and Alaska. We'd love to have you join us.
Please do. That's happening next year, July of 2019. Great trip, Vancouver, British Columbia, Victoria, and Alaska. Hey, for the entire crew, I want to thank Brandon. I want to thank Zach. I want to thank Jeremiah, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Till next time, 2 weeks from now, live, Get Growing America.
Listen on the go. Download the BizTalk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. BizTalk Radio. The opinions you hear on BizTalk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, BizTalk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on BizTalk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about BizTalk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com. This is BizTalk Radio.